As ek so luister aan die mense wat inbel van die platteland af, van die klein dorpies af, Bronkhorst area, Middelburgse area. Yes, dan gaan twee dinge deur my brein. Eerstens is dankbaar dat jy luister en tweedens is ek is vir vakansie. Because that's when you see these little towns, when you're cruising through them and you see all those GP cars flooding the petrol stations and you know, it's summertime in South Africa. I've got such a kind of a love-hate relationship. I've lived in Johannesburg now. I'm going to my 16th year of living in Joburg. And then it's like love-hate. But this time of the year, it's definitely hate. It's like you just love to see it in your rearview mirror. And then come next year again, you're like, ah, you know what? You get so used to it. You miss the vibe and the energy of the big city. And then you're happy to be back again. That's how it goes.
I'm convinced Joburg is just a big hostel.
Yeah,
A lot of us go home.
And we all send money home.
Yeah, and then December comes, Joburg is empty. Not because people have gone on holiday, they've gone home.
It's like when you meet a pure breed.
Mm.
So you say to someone, where are you from? No, I was born and raised in Joburg. You're
like yeah?
Hello.
How?
Hey. Just Ekka.
It's yay.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. Yes, Aldous baby.
Eh? Mm. Oh, there you go. How do you, so you're one of those people when you go to the beach, it's easy to spot. The Joburg pure breeds, hey?
What? The person that just doesn't want to go in the ice cold water.
You don't go in, do you? Mm-hmm. You go to Cape Town way for holiday?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just stay on the beach.
I just look cute. Always.
But then also, they're those guys when the southwester is going like, I vind vine, eh? I boom a lesser plat, but I vali, so let's do.
That's my cousins. Yeah, not me. I'm like, Do I look cute for the picture? That's all.
Okay, but I don't want to dwell on this now, but you obviously know that the Western Cape water is very cold.
Mm.
If you go further down towards the Eastern Cape, it gets much warmer and very nice. And then obviously Durban, it's boiling.
Mm.
It's just like too hot. Talking about the beach, kids, kom ons praat oor 'n gewigtige saak hierso. Got a question for the kids this morning.
Because you're going to end up on the beach with your parents.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't want to look bad. So we're going to help you out. Let them know right now. Should your dad wear a Speedo on the beach? You're listening right now. You know daddy, he also likes to enjoy the water. But sometimes the Speedo, maybe not for daddy.
It is, I get it though, it's practical. I couldn't
What's
wear
practical
one.
About a Speedo, bruh?
It doesn't hold too much sand. You glide through the water.
The hold chafe. Is the problem.
It doesn't chafe. You get an even tan. You don't get that lekker schutz tan. So I get it, but ha-ha.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some things in life are practical, but it ain't pretty.
Unless he's wearing that Speedo under his swimming shorts.
So it's a bit of a question around Speedos. It doesn't obviously affect the guy wearing the Speedo as much as his family, I'm guessing. So the question for the kids is, should daddy go to the beach this December with the Speedo?
I think my papa moenie a Speedo dra nie. Dis net nie reg vir almal nie. Dit maak nie saak hoe jy gebou is nie, dis net nie reg nie.
Dis net nie reg vir almal nie. Kan dit gepraat, papa?